The NFL has been dubbed the No Fun League by those who think the league's rules regarding things like touchdown celebrations are excessive. But recent rule changes by the NBA has some wondering if that league should be named the Not Benevolent Association. Joining me now is Henry Abbott of ESPN's True Hoop blog. Henry, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
Beginning this season, the NBA will penalize starting players who do not make their way to half court for the tip-off before 90 seconds have transpired. What is the NBA's reason for this rule?
It's about speed of the game, and I really feel for the league here because it looks like they're anti-fun, because these are fun moments. And if you watch NBA DVDs or highlight packages, they always have these moments of LeBron James shaking some talcum powder in his hand and shooting it toward the sky, or different fun handshakes and everything. The league likes that fun. They're all for that. But if you think about it, 90 seconds is a pretty long time for it. And they're actually trying to do a different fan-friendly thing, which is to make the game end a little earlier so you can get home and get a good night's rest.
What will the penalty be for handshakes so complicated they take more than 90 seconds?
Well, you get a delay of game warning. Mm. So one of them is a freebie, basically, but the second one is a technical foul. So it could affect a game.
The speculation is that pregame routines, like the one you've mentioned where LeBron James gets the chalk dust going up in the air, or Kevin Garnett's assault on the hoop stanchion with his head, might have to be abandoned. So would this be a good thing for the NBA?
I think people like a little bit of it. I just think a timeout that's supposed to be by rule 120 seconds, you can put your clock on it. It ends up lasting 3 minutes almost in many cases. And I think the NBA is sensitive to this complaint that games just take too long. So this was one of many little changes they wanted to do. They're always trying to make the games a little faster. I think they felt like they were leaving plenty of time for good celebrations or high fives or whatever you need to do to, you know, hug your long lost teammate, etc. But people are bitter about it. People think they're trying to tamp down the fun.
Well, there's another rule against flopping this season, and that would seem to be much more justifiable. And also, that's the kind of thing that really would save time, right?
Yeah, I'm all for the flopping rule. I think they could enforce it even more aggressively. Chris Paul, LeBron James, etc., are using as a fairly constant tactic the idea of just acting to get a call or to embarrass the refs. And Chris Paul might be my favorite player in the NBA, but he spends all night trying to work the referees with various deceptions. Once you watch that, you kind of just wish you could see him just use all that mental energy on beating the other team, not the refs.
Now, my understanding is players who were in violation of the flopping rule will be sentenced to go play soccer in Italy. Is that right?
That's correct. Yep.
That's what I thought. I thought I had that right. What are some of the other entertaining pre-tip-off routines that we might never see again because of the new legislation?
Top of the list of pregame routines that are in jeopardy is the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have this really kind of fun-loving bunch of guys and very cohesive. And for whatever reason, they've developed a thing where just before tip-off, they get from the trainer a Tupperware full of all different kinds of chewing gum, and they pass it from player to player in a very particular order. It has to go from player A to B to C. And if it gets screwed up, the whole thing has to be started all over again. We tried to document it on video during the finals, and they screw it up routinely. It takes much longer than 90 seconds. So I got to think that's top of the list of things that we're just never going to see again.
Is there any worry that this is really sort of a Roger Goodellian move? Commissioner Stern is trying to emulate the NFL commissioner when kind of enhances tough guy image?
I don't think Commissioner Stern needs to worry about his tough guy image. He drops the hammer on any issue he wants to whenever he wants to. In this particular one, I feel like he kind of got caught in the crossfire of just trying to make the game faster and leaving. I think 90 seconds is pretty long for a high five, right? Leaving a chunk of time and having it be deemed not long enough.
Should be long enough for anyone I've ever received or given, certainly.
Maybe we're doing it wrong, you know? Maybe we need better high fives, me and you.
Henry Abbott writes about basketball for ESPN's True Hoop. Henry, thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.